Hey y'all, it's Mama Susie coming at ya. It's been a little bit. My PCOS has been going crazy and been getting headaches and stuff and just felt kind of crappy. I had a little bit of a sinus issue going on and my little puppy, about 5 years old, Dachshund, got IVDD and needed emergency surgery. So I've been going through that and not sleeping a lot, having to give him meds every 6 to 8 hours, and keeping in his little playpen. So between me feeling like crap and him feeling like crap, we've both been feeling crappy. But I keep chugging along. I try to make an episode for pretty much a week and a half now, and it wasn't one thing, it was another thing. So things are getting better with Dashie, my puppy. It's just taking some time, so he's healing up. He's got to stay in his playpen for 6 to 8 weeks. And he is trying to get up. He did lose his use of his legs, so now he's trying to get up, and hopefully he won't be paralyzed anymore. He's trying to move around. He's trying to walk. He's going to pee and poo himself. And he's doing a lot better than what he was doing a few weeks ago. But this all that came down like right before Christmas, and me and my husband were just scrambling and praying and trying to figure out what we're going to do, if we could get him the surgery or if we were just going to like crate him and, you know, do that and get meds from the vet. We didn't know what we were going to do. we're doing all right now. Today's the day we take him to go get his staples out, and hopefully everything will go all right and he can get back to getting laser surgery on his back, or laser therapy, I'm sorry, on his back, and that will help him with pain and dealing with his IVDD. It's a very painful spinal disease that dachshunds and little dogs and some big dogs can get too. Just want to encourage everybody with a pet that don't give up on your pet, because they gave you so much love and kindness, and they're just so sweet and they love you, they depend on you, so you can't give up on them. So you just keep pressing forward and do whatever you gotta do to help your pet through what they're going through. And that's about it. That's what I'm going through, and I'm just taking it day by day and seeing how everything goes, and just trying to keep myself going and keep my puppy going. And my whole life kind of came crashing down for a little bit, and I'm just gonna have to keep persevering, and like always, I'm just more than a survivor and a warrior, more than that, and so are you guys. I hope you guys are taking care of yourself and checking your sugars. My sugar was a little high for a while there, and I got it back down again. So I hope you guys are taking care of yourself and, you know, like getting enough sleep and exercise and just trying to do what you gotta do. I'm very fortunate I haven't had a flare up of HS, so I've just been doing pretty much a nightshade free diet, staying away from all the nightshade vegetables and fruits, and that seems like it's helping a lot. And even though I'm stressed, I'm trying not to go to really, really bad foods, because I kind of went up and down with my weight. I had lost like 6 pounds, gained it back, and a couple more pounds, and it was just heart-wrenching experience to go through. If you ever have some kind of traumatic thing and you know, going on in your life, plus all the other things going on with your body, it can make it rough. But I'm tough. I never give up. And I won't, and I want you guys to implement that to your life. Don't ever give up. You're worth it. You know, you believe God gives us all gifts in life. And whatever your gift is, you know, you try to do your best at it. And whether it's singing or talking to people or, you know, whatever it is. Some people it's painting. Some people they're good with animals. Some people, you know, they're good at mechanical things. Some people are good at computers. Whatever your thing you're good at, whatever your gifts are in life, you know, and to help others do it, you know. Don't be afraid to be who you are, you know. A lot of people are afraid to be who they are and have been. You got to be who you are, and you've got to be proud of who you are. Because, you know, if you went through stuff and you did things that you're not proud of, hey, we all have. No one is perfect. I'm not perfect. Not a perfect person in this world. So you just keep on going, and you try to do better, and think positively, and, you know, you try to be the best person you can be. You know, we all have those days. So, I mean, this might be my moment, what I'm going through, and might be something else the next week. And that's the same thing with you guys. You might be going through whatever you're going through, and the next week, the next day, you'll be going through something different. You know, you just get back up again, and you keep going. And that's all we can do in life. Stay happy, stay positive, keep pressing forward, and don't ever, ever give up. So on that note, keep going, guys. I mean it. I'm very proud of you, and I love you guys, and thank you for all your nice messages. Don't be afraid to leave a voicemail and let me know how you're doing. I appreciate you, and I'm thankful for all of you. And celebrating a little over 3 years right now doing this podcast. So I'm just really excited and happy, and obviously tired. You can tell it in my voice. So I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you, and I love you. You guys have a good one. Take care. Bye-bye. Mama Susie signing out. Bye-bye.